Welcome to Carbon Compass by Brundtland, where we explore meaningful conversations around driving South Africa towards a more sustainable future. This podcast is brought to you by Brundtland, where we use our in-house expertise to break down complex climate and sustainability topics in a way that is accessible and actionable. Brundtland is a purpose-built consultancy committed to empowering people to create a sustainable planet. We help key stakeholders navigate the complexities of a carbon-constrained world while balancing the needs of today with the ability of future generations to meet their needs in a responsible and equitable manner. Having successfully issued and commercialized over 7.5 million carbon credits across various sectors and technologies, Brundtland has established itself as a leading carbon revenue generation partner in Southern Africa. I'm Emma Reinecker, a sustainability consultant at Brundtland, and I'll be your host for today's episode. I'm joined by Jan Willem Temmer, a principal consultant and our resident CBAM expert here at Brundtland. With over a decade of experience across economics, public policy, and climate change, Jan Willem brings a deep understanding of global climate regulation. He holds degrees in economics, law, and finance from Maastricht University, Harvard Law School, and the University of Oxford, a background that makes him especially well-equipped to unpack the carbon border adjustment mechanism, a policy tool at the crossroads of trade, climate, and global markets. Over the next two episodes, we'll be looking at Europe's carbon border adjustment mechanism, or CBAM for short. In today's episode, we'll focus on analyzing what it is, who it affects, and why it matters for us in South Africa. And in our next episode, we'll be looking at the practical side of things, how companies can prepare, and what challenges and opportunities are presented in this evolving landscape. Before we dive in, Jan Willem, for today's icebreaker, let's pretend I'm a South African steelmaker with clients in Europe. How does CBAM change my costs?
Hi, Emma. Now, this is a good question. It depends, of course, on a lot of things. But if you do a sort of a quick back of the envelope calculation and you take a price of, say, 18,000 to 26,000 ZAR, so rand, for a ton of steel, and you assume a carbon intensity of 2.75, which is currently the default in Europe, and a price of 100 euros, then it easily adds 21 to 30% on top of your current market price when the CBAM has been fully phased in 2034. So that's quite a substantial amount.
Yeah, and I imagine the industry has quite low margins.
Yes, it's by definition a high volume, low margin industry, so will be difficult to absorb.
Wow, okay, thank you. So to get started for today, can you explain what exactly CBAM is?
So CBAM is a European climate change policy, and that was introduced to counter carbon leakage. So carbon leakage is production, European production, installations moving overseas, so outside the Union, more intensive, imports into the Union because of the more strict climate policies in Europe. So Europe has already for quite a while had a very ambitious climate change agenda and has set some very strict targets recently. And part of the policy suite to implement that and reach those targets, they have already for quite a while implemented the European ETS, so the European Emissions Trading System. And this is basically a cap and trade system. So there's an overall cap on emissions for industry and a certain amount of allowances that are put into the market. They are either allocated for free or auctioned off, but it is limited. So that puts basically a price on carbon because these emission allowances are traded. Now, this will sort of increase because the cap is decreasing and the free allowances are being phased out as part of this internal policy. This is going to significantly increase the effective price on carbon emissions, greenhouse gas emissions in Europe over time, the next 10 to 15 years. And that means that European production is becoming more expensive and that it might be cheaper to import or move your business overseas from Europe to produce over there. So what they've done is now introduce the CBAM, the Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism, to put a sort of equivalent price on imports into the EU of certain goods that are produced outside the EU, and thereby create a level playing field between European producers and producers overseas.
Okay, thank you. So I think that mostly covers my next question about why the EU felt the need to introduce CBAM. Maybe you could talk a little bit about the EU climate targets and how that works with CBAM.
Yeah, and as I said, very ambitious targets. Net zero by 2050, like many countries have. But already, also at the moment, they're talking quite extensively, as we speak, on the 2040 target. So there they want to basically reduce emissions by 90% compared to 1990 levels. And this will, of course, require the ETS. This is a union-wide target, but the ETS is an important part of that. So under current legislation already, all emission allowances will have been phased out in 2040. So no space or room to emit. There will obviously be exceptions for some hard-to-abate sectors, but that's basically the story. And that's why we need CBAM.
Yeah, those are some very ambitious targets. Let's talk about scope. Which sectors are currently affected by CBAM?
Yeah, that's a good question because it doesn't apply to all sectors, of course. The ETS is quite wide, so it includes basically all of industry and the power sector. But for now, CBAM only applies to electricity, to iron and steel, to aluminium production, cement production, hydrogen and fertilizer. So they're really very greenhouse gas intense sectors.
Okay, I see. And as I understand, CBAM is being introduced in two phases. There's a transitional phase and then a definitive phase where the costs start to kick in. Can you walk us through how those phases work and why it's been structured this way?
Yes, no, of course. So the transitional phase is actually already going on. It started when CBAM was introduced in October 2023. And this is basically a phase where everyone gets used to the system. So you don't have to pay yet. You just have to report your emissions as an importer into the EU. And that allows companies and importers, producers to get used to the system, but it also enables the European Commission, who's in charge of implementing this policy, to collect information on emission intensities overseas and sort of to optimize the policy in that sense. And that includes both direct and indirect emissions. Then the definitive phase will start 1 January 2026. And this is when importers will actually have to start to pay CBAM, the CBAM tariff. And they do this by buying CBAM certificates, which price is linked to the price of EUAs, European Union allowances under the ETS. And that price, by the way, is currently, I think, 70 euros around there per ton of CO2. So that is quite substantial already. That would be 1400 rand, something like that.
Wow. Okay. As far as I understand it, CBAM doesn't affect everyone equally. So what are the main factors which would determine which countries and sectors are most affected?
Now, since it's a tax more or less on embedded emissions, right, in products, the greenhouse gas intensity is obviously a key driver. So the higher your intensity is, the more you're going to pay. But in addition to that, the trade exposure is very important. So if you trade a lot with Europe, then you're going to pay more as well. Maybe one more thing that is important, that the CBAM is currently designed during the definitive phase that you can deduct any carbon price or any carbon tax paid in the country from which you're importing. So in South Africa's case, you would be allowed to deduct the carbon tax from your CBAM payments. Now, obviously, the higher this tax is, the more you can deduct, the less you're affected by it because you're already paying the tax as we speak.
Okay, very interesting. So based on those factors, which countries are we expecting to be most affected by CBAM?
Well, South Africa is definitely among them. There's a couple of studies on this. The European Commission has studied this, but also independent research institutions. And the countries that are named most are India, China, Turkey, Ukraine, but also South Africa.
Okay, let's turn to South Africa. What kind of impact are we expecting here?
Well, obviously, the sectors that are most greenhouse gas intense. Overall, South Africa's economy is obviously quite greenhouse gas intense. But if you look at that and what sectors trade most with the EU at the moment and are covered by CBAM, then you're looking at iron and steel and aluminium mostly. So those sectors will be most affected. And yeah, there are some estimates from a research institution here in South Africa, but also the Reserve Bank, that the exposure could be up to $1.5 billion. So significant.
Wow. So monitoring, reporting and verification systems MRV systems are going to be critical for South African exporters seeking to bring their goods into the EU. Is it fair to say that this will pose a challenge for some companies?
Yes and no. So South Africa already has a greenhouse gas reporting system, a national greenhouse gas reporting system. So all the bigger companies already do that. They report to the DFFE. And that's very similar to what Europe will require. So there's been a phase in here. At the start of this transitional period, you could still use default values, which is obviously the easiest, but also the least accurate. Then you were allowed to use the South African rules. But now you really have to use the European Union or the EU ETS MRV rules. And it is, it is similar, but it's not the same. So there will be challenges there, and you need to be aware of this.
Okay, and you mentioned carbon pricing earlier. Does South Africa's carbon tax offer any relief for businesses here?
Yeah, it does, but it's not high enough at the moment. So, as I said, in Europe, the headline rate or the price for EUAs is currently around 70 euros. There are still free allowances being handed out, but that's going to be phased out quite quickly. So that means the effective price is going to go up quite rapidly. And South Africa's carbon price, well, it is significant. It's just not up there. It has been scheduled to increase substantially, as we know, towards 2030 to around $22. But we also know from the recently published National Treasury Phase 2 of the carbon tax policy paper that there will also be allowances still in place here. There will be a deduction, but it will not be enough to cover the full cost of the CBAM.
Okay, I see. Before we wrap up, let's come back to something critical. CBAM is still an evolving regulation. There may still be further changes on the horizon. Is that right?
No, absolutely correct. So it has been implemented, but they are trying to optimize and to simplify it for importers in Europe and sort of further extending the scope. So they recently implemented or agreed on what is called the Omnibus Package. That is a more broader set of regulations that need to simplify EU legislation across the board. But CBAM is also affected. They made sure they changed the threshold, the reporting and then the paying threshold, so that fewer people will now have to report, but they still cover basically the same amount of emissions. So it used to be that you had to report and pay when you imported worth more than 150 euros. Now they've changed that threshold to 50 tons of the goods that are involved. And they're also evaluating the package as we speak. So towards the end of the year, there will be a big EU Commission review of the policy. And there they will see if they can further optimize and if they're going to extend the scope. So if they're going to include more sectors, more products, and also if they're going to extend it downstream. So currently it's mostly the primary products, but then they're going to see if they need to extend.
Okay, thank you. That's interesting. You mentioned some simplification measures and you talked about them a little. For listeners who aren't familiar with EU regulations, can you expand a little on what the EU's Omnibus Simplification Package is?
Yeah, so it's across the board, simplifying, making it cheaper for business to comply with EU legislation, but it involves lots of legislation. But also for the CBAM, they've now already determined and agreed on between the Council of Ministers, as it's called, and the EU Parliament, to introduce default factors, make that easier to use, as I mentioned, to reduce the threshold so that fewer people will actually have to report where you still have the same amount of effectiveness, and a couple of these other measures that should make it easier for business to comply.
Okay, and that brings us to the end of today's conversation. A big thank you to Jan Willem for sharing his expertise on CBAM. Today, we learned that CBAM could have huge impacts on South African exporters, particularly those exporting carbon-intensive products such as steel and iron and aluminium. We learned what the potential financial implications could be and why to keep updated on this evolving regulation. In the next episode, part two of our conversation with Jan Willem, we'll shift gears and focus on the practical side. How businesses can get prepared, the advantages of doing so, the risks of falling behind, and what future changes to CBAM might mean for global and local policy landscapes, including here in South Africa. In the meantime, please be sure to leave a review or share this episode to grow our community. You can also learn more about our work by visiting our website, www.brentland.co.za, or following our LinkedIn page. For business inquiries, please contact us via email at info@brentland.co.za or telephonically on 011-4477-892, and we'd be happy to discuss potential ways for collaboration. Catch you next time!